Thanks, Roisin. Nice to be here as always. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to catch up again, Anthony. It's been a month or so since me and you had a conversation in relation to what's going on in the League of Ireland. And we might start maybe with the Premier Division, because there's 10 teams in it. And between 1st and 7th, they're separated by just 3 points. The leaders are Drogheda and Galway on 20. Then you have Pat Shamrock Rovers and Shells all on 19. Bows of 18 and Derry City of 17. Shelburne, who are one off the top, have only won one of their last 5. Derry, who are 3 off the top, have lost 5 of their 12 games. And the side that has won more matches than anybody this year is Bohemians, and they sit 2 points off the top after 6 victories, but they've lost 6 games. How crazy a season is it in the Premier Division this year, Anthony?
I think what we're seeing so far, it's a wee bit similar to last year, where I remember talking to you around June or July time, and at that stage no team had won double figure games. Like, I think Shells and Derry both were stuck in about 9 wins at that stage, which was crazy for the amount of games that they'd played. But it shows you how competitive and how even and how tight the league is. Obviously the likes of Shamrock Rovers are probably the exception in terms of, you know, the quality of the and the depth of their squad, where you always expect them, that they're the one team, maybe Pats as well, are teams that could probably put together a run of 3 or 4 victories in a row. And as you look at the league table, and you're quite right in saying, you know, from 1st place to 7th, there's only a 3-point difference. So can you imagine what winning 3 or 4 games would do in a row in terms of a league position. I think that's why Shelburne ended up winning the league last year, Ashin. Did such a strong start. I think maybe 6 of their 1st 7 games were victories, and that stood them in good stead the whole way through the season. When, you know, getting to the latter end of the season last year, when Shells and Derry couldn't buy a one, they still had the points in the bank, and I saw them over the line. But it's so tight, and it's very difficult to call games. When you look at the top of the league and you've Drogheda and Galway, and no disrespect to them, you know, budget-wise and size of the club, you know, they shouldn't really be competing with Pats, Rovers, Shells, Bows and Derry. But it's a credit to them and the management team that they're doing so well.
Well, listen, it's a double weekend of fixtures with games to come on Friday and Monday. Derry City have 2 home matches. They'll be looking for maximum points out of these, but listen, the opposition will not be in any way easy. Shelburne on Friday, St Pat's on Monday. Is 6 points achievable out of the 2 games for Tiernan Lynch's side, Anthony?
I think if you look at Derry on paper, you think, yeah, absolutely. But you look at Derry and the performance that they put in, and they've been so inconsistent. And it's not like we look at, say, like we're talking about Shelburne, who out of the 12 games have won 4. They've drawn 7. They've only lost 1. But Shelburne have actually played well. You know, whereas Derry, you can look at games and say, yeah, they've played well, or, you know, they haven't played well. Like, you watch them play, watch them play Sligo last Tuesday night, and they were outstanding. That was probably their best performance of the season. And you think it's starting to click for them. And then they go to Waterford on the Friday, and they put in that level of performance, which was nowhere near good enough or acceptable. So I think with Derry at the minute, you just can't make that call. I think especially 2 home games against Shells and Pats, who are exceptional sides and exceptionally well organised. And I said that for a long time now, Damien Duff, he's the one manager that you can look at the league and say he is getting the maximum from his players. And their performances have shown that. Derry, you think, should have goals in their team with the amount of attacking talent that they have. You know, and Michael Duffy has been really good this season so far. Gavin White starting to come into his own a wee bit. And Shelburne, you know, Shelburne have scored a lot of goals this year as well. You know, they've scored 16 goals, one goal more than Derry. So it's very difficult to call, Oisin, and certainly on paper and ability-wise, you think, yeah, Derry definitely have the potential to get 6 points over the weekend, but you just don't know with what Derry City and what players are going to turn up on the night.
Yeah, the fixtures on Friday in that Premier Division: Derry City against Shelburne, and Derry have Pats to come on Monday. Pats play Galway on Friday and then go to Derry. Sligo Rovers are hosting Drogheda United and then have Shamrock Rovers, which is two tough games. Cork City host Shamrock Rovers and then they go to Drogheda United on Monday. And Bohemians are playing Waterford and then they take on Galway on Monday. Some very interesting ties, particularly with sides in that top seven all meeting. But for some reason, I'm looking at it, and it seems to me that it could be teed up that come Tuesday morning, with games against Sligo Rovers and Cork to come over the weekend for Shamrock Rovers, the Hoops could be top of the table come Tuesday, Anthony.
It could be, because you look at the fixtures, like you mentioned, Pats and Galway, and you know, you just, Galway have been so hard to play against and so hard to beat, and the discipline and the organisation, the squad, like, they've been really good. So you can see a draw there. Derry Shells could be a draw. You know, Sligo, who, they're bottom of the league, but they're, you know, their performance have been much better than what the results have shown. Like, they've scored a lot of goals. Like, they're the second top scorers in the league and they're bottom of it. Now, they're obviously conceding too many goals, and it's a bad mix when you're conceding goals, but you know, they're getting it right at the attacking end of the pitch. But you just think with the Rovers and the games that they have coming up, that you're 100% right. Come Tuesday morning, they could be sitting top of the league. But, you know, so too could Derry. You know, it's just one of them seasons where you don't know, you know, to a quick turnaround in games, you just don't know what'll happen.
Yeah, so that's how the Premier Division games are going to pan out over the weekend. Just a note on Sligo Rovers. Listen, the two tough games. They're hosting Drogheda on Friday night and they're away to Shamrock Rovers. Is there any sort of hope of them getting off the bottom of the table, Anthony, do you see, over the next couple of games?
The game against Drogheda is a very winnable game for them. At home, they'll have a big home support, you know, and on the same night, you know, Cork City host Shamrock Rovers. So they could very easily or feasibly beat Drogheda, you know, just, and that's, again, like, Drogheda have been outstanding under Kevin Doherty, and they're going from strength to strength. But the way the league is, Oisin, like, we've seen Sligo play, you know, they've only won two games, but the games they've lost have been, they're losing by the odd goal in the majority of them. And we've seen them going to Waterford, who beat Derry City last week 2-1. Sligo went to Waterford the week before and won 4-0. So, again, whether you're top of the Premier League or bottom, you just can't call the games, you know, such as the league and the quality of the teams that are actually in the league this season.
Let's move on to the Premier Division. UCD play Kerry. Fanharps take on Treaty United. Cove Ramblers up against Bray Wanderers. Athlone Town against the leaders Dundalk. The four games in the First Division there are Friday. And then on Saturday, Longford Town against Wexford. We will have updates from that Fanharps Treaty United game with Jeremy Doherty. Starts at 7:45 tomorrow evening, Friday. Listen, how have you assessed Harps over the last month or so, Anthony, since we last spoke?
Washing, I think, from, you know, they got their first victory of the season and then Darren Murphy left and Kevin came in. You know, they went on a fantastic run under Kevin, where they had five games unbeaten, which included two victories and three draws before going to Cove last weekend and getting beat. But, you know, they've, again, like I spoke previously about Damien Duff getting the maximum from a squad, I think it's fair to say that Finn Harps and Kevin McHugh are getting the maximum from his squad at the moment as well. You know, they're, from the start of the season, they have been very competitive in the games. And, like, we did have concerns about them going into the league this year, and the fact that they had a small budget, they were inexperienced, that it was a very much a new team. But, you know, you look at the results they've had, and you know, go back to the game against Dundalk where they equalised in the last minute. And speaking to a lot of people that watched that game, and some were at it, you know, they felt that Finn Harps were the better team and deserved more than the point that they left with. But again, it's a good sign when they keep going and they get an equaliser in the last minute. So I think Finn Harps and Kevin McHugh will be very, very pleased and very happy with how things are going there at the minute.
Yeah. Treaty United are providing the upper the opposition on Friday. The Limerick side, well, they've had the edge over Harps over the last three games, and they took that one down in Limerick 3-1 at the start of the campaign at the end of February. But Harps are playing a lot more better football now, and it's the sort of game that it's good to bounce back from after that defeat in Cove last week.
Yeah, it's a home game as well, which should be a big advantage for them, because Finn Harps, they've performed well at home, and they seem to react to the vocal home support, which will be good. And you know, again, you look at Finn Harps and Treaty, there's nothing in them, and you look at the form and the points, goals for, both have scored 18. Treaty slightly better defensively, where they've only conceded 14 to Finn Harps 16. So it'll be a tight game, but you just think that the way Harps are playing, and they will be playing with confidence. Like, I'm sure that the defeat in Cove will not affect them in any way. You know, Cove are big spenders in the league, and they would have been expected to win that game anyway. But you know, I think they'll be buoyed by the fact, you know, you look at the games they've had, and especially the point away to Dundalk, and there's no reason why they can't go in very confident in the game against Treaty.
And obviously, they had two away games back-to-back, but now they've got two home games back-to-back. The following Friday, Athlone Town are going to come to Ballybuffet as well, Anthony. So, listen, within a seven-day period, I asked you about Derry. I'm going to ask you the same question about Harps. Is 6 points achievable for Harps? It's been a while since they had back-to-back ones.
I think it's more realistic for Finn Harps to get back-to-back victories than Derry. You know, Derry have shown inconsistency and, you know, good form, bad form, whereas Harps are actually showing consistency in their performances. And, you know, they're more than capable of beating Treaty, and then going to play Athlone as well. Like, Athlone, who've spent heavily in the pre-season and in the close season, but they're very, very much underperforming for the amount of money that they've spent. So Harps very easily could pick up six points over the next two games.
Yeah, hopefully they can, and they've done that just once this season, and that was against Bray Wanderers on the 21st of March, and then they beat Athlone on the 28th of March, which was 7 days later. We'll see what develops over the next 7 days. Fingers crossed Harps can get as maximum points out of both of those matches. Anthony, as always, we appreciate you taking time out to speak to us. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Oisin. Thank you.
And we'll catch up again soon.
Cheers. Thank you, Oisin.